You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is MagSync Radio. We are local music.
Mike puts on concerts to help fund research into treatments and cures for epilepsy. It's a little thing every January called Joey's Song, named for his son who passed from epilepsy. This year, Joey's Song is growing again and attracting even more national talent with a new hashtag. Freezing Man. Yeah. And here in the studio to tell us about Joey's Song is the founder, Mike Gummel.
Yay.
Mike, welcome back to MagSync Radio.
Thank you, Rocker. Thank you, Terry.
Great to see you, Mike.
It's always great to see you.
You as well.
Yeah. So now we want to know about Freezing Man. What's the idea behind this, and how does it kind of jump out of Joey's Song?
Sure. Okay. So this is under the category of good problems to have. Hashtag humble brag.
Oh, okay. So I'm writing that down for you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's already gone viral.
Okay.
So, you know, in the past, we've had all these great artists that have come. Tons of great artists. Everybody keeps coming back year after year. The problem is then, like
last... you don't want to disinvite anybody.
They're all much more talented and appealing than I am. So... But last year's show was 4.5 hours, which is real. I mean, that's the kind of show that would make Springsteen or the Grateful Dead cry, right? It's like, oh, no one of that.
Yeah.
Let alone an older audience like we have. So in order to not disinvite anybody and or have somebody fly all the way from Hawaii or California to sing one song, we decided to do a festival. Well,
wow.
We think of all the great festivals. There's Coachella and Lollapalooza, and then there's Burning Man. But you can't do Burning Man in January in Wisconsin, so we flipped it to Freezing Man.
That's
so
brilliant. I love
so it. That's the idea behind it. We're doing a week-long music festival, and we're calling it Freezing Man. So,
a week-long?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Is this going to be outside, or?
Yeah. Woo, good one.
Jimmy, I'm not very bright, but I'm not that stupid.
So this will be at the Sylvie then in Madison?
Sylvie and the Majestic so far. There may be a few other announcements as well. So, yes.
So this is kind of, you know, more of a spread out event just at one venue.
Yeah, so the idea is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there'll be a series of shows around all the venues that are more like traditional concerts with bands doing their regular sets like Bangles, Belly. I gotta remember who I can announce so far and who I can't.
Portugal,
I can't. Portugal the Man, Silver Sun Pickups, Kenny Hoopla, who's this really hot musician from Appleton right now, blowing up. He's huge, and they're going to be doing more traditional sets at Majestic and Sylvie during the week, and we're going to put combinations together. And then Saturday will still be that big mashup thing that we do. Everybody from the week is going to be staying as well, so we're still going to do these combinations. But so now we've got more traditional concerts
the three
days leading up to
it. And what a great opportunity for people that maybe haven't been able to go to Joey's Song.
Right.
Now they've got all these other choices, and it still supports what you're doing.
Well, and the hope is, too, because some of the folks that are playing don't get to Madison as a band, like Belly hasn't played here in forever. The Bangles are really no more as an entity, all of those things. So we're also hoping some of the fans that may not have traveled from a farther radius just to see them do a few songs might come to town, see the full show, and then also stay for the Saturday thing as well. So we're hoping it's a reason for making it more of a destination. Hey, it's Freezing Man again. Let's go to Madison and get a hotel for 3 or 4 days.
See an event like this, you know, not only the fans getting excited about it, but you kind of touched on it, the bands getting excited about it, coming to Madison.
And what
a treat for us, people that live in Madison, to have this talent converge on Madison.
Well, you make a really good point, Jimmy, too, because I've actually had a few of them use the phrase FOMO on me, fear of missing out, because some of the bands aren't playing until like Friday and Saturday, and I'm saying, you know, well, you don't have to come in then until Thursday and blah, blah. And they're like, no, everybody's coming in on Tuesday because nobody wants to miss. So all the shows are staggered. So there'll never be two Joey songs going on at the same time. So we'll be doing matinee shows at the Majestic and then shows at the Sylvie that night. And so there's, you know, you could literally go to 6 concerts over those days and none of the bands that have been around would go, I don't want to miss such, you know. Literally, I got that feedback when I was working with travel with some of them and saying, we're not playing until Friday. Oh, no, we're coming in on Tuesday.
Rockstar vacation in Madison.
How about it? Yeah. Can you imagine walking around and then you're seeing all these people and it's like, what is going on? This is amazing. That's how Madison should be,
That's the idea. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, you know, I was talking to you about doing Joey's song in July.
And you did it.
And we did it.
It was awesome.
At Atwood Fest. But I was trying to get Joey, I was trying to get Mike there, right?
Yes. Yes.
And he said, well, I don't know. I might have to go to this like huge concert trying to get somebody to come in and play. Now, I don't know who that was, but what's happening on that front? Who's coming? Who's the new blood?
So, as I just kind of alluded to in me having to edit myself, there's still some stuff in the works. So I will tell you who's announced, who's new so far this year we've got coming. So we've got John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls, which the ladies seem to be very fond of that. Yeah. Everyone has said that.
Can I interview him?
You may. Okay. You may. And then because we are an equal opportunity ogler, we have Jane Weedland from the Go-Go's coming.
All right.
And for those of you that don't know, Jane was born and raised in Oconomowoc. So yes. She is a Wisconsin gal.
Lived here in Madison for years.
She did. And then we've got Steve Porcaro from Toto, the guy that wrote Rosanna.
Are you kidding me?
And wrote Human Nature for Michael Jackson. Oh. Steve's coming
as well. My college boyfriend loved Toto.
So Steve,
he probably like spam, Terry.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
The checklist.
Jimmy K, I wish I could throw a pen at you right
I'm
now.
Glad there's a piece of glass. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Carry on, Michael.
Quite all right. And then we've got a few other, how do I say this without giving everything away? Some of the folks that traditionally come might be trying to get their old bands back together that don't play anymore, so I'll leave it at that. And then we are working on, we've got a couple A-list folks that we're still working on that unfortunately I can't spill the beans on.
So like these bands that people probably really know are getting back together just for Joey's song.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Did you ever think?
No.
I mean, and we
I know the question, the answer is no.
Yeah. Oh, we are so grateful to you, and we are so lucky to have this, but I'm so happy that we can help, too.
Oh, absolutely.
The
Madison and the southeastern Wisconsin music community has been so supportive of this. Mm. Even when it was a small little thing, all the local bands would come and play, and you know the crowds would turn up, and it's been great. I have to be honest, though. It helps when your ace in the hole is Butch Vig. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's very true. He's
the best.
I was literally, not to be Mike the name dropper, but I was on the phone yesterday with Steve from Toto, and we were talking about stuff, and he was gushing about Butch. He's like, "Oh, he's a legend," and we kind of take him for granted now because he's our guy.
He's a part of it, but
he is revered. I mean, revered in all corners of the music business. So while my story and the event I know helps sell it, it doesn't hurt when somebody's saying, "So now who's all involved?" And I automatically go, "Well, there's Butch, and then there's some other people," and I just go with that, and that tends to work. Yeah. So.
You had mentioned local bands. Are you going to be able to get some local bands on the bills here in Madison?
The closest we're going to come is the Know It All Boyfriends are going to do a full show.
Sure. Oh, they're doing a full show.
Yeah, on Wednesday at the Majestic. So Jay and Pi and that crew will all do that. And they are in charge of bringing their own local guests for that one. So I'm leaving that in Jay's corner on what that's going to be.
What's the date?
It starts, the first show is Wednesday, January 8th, and that's the Know-It-All Boyfriend set at the Majestic. And then we end, and there's shows on Thursday, Friday, and then we end with the big show on January 11th, which is the whole crew again.
Wow.
Nice. January 8th through the 11th. Yep. Make plans to be in Madison because there's going to be a lot of rock stars coming to rock.
Get your hotel now.
Right.
Especially those ones down on East Wash, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Indigo.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, at this point, are you happy with what has been raised?
Oh, God.
For why you're doing this in the first place? Tell us about that.
Smashed some records last year.
Yeah. So if you look at some of the first interviews I did back in 2010 when we released the CDs before we done it, there's a quote that I say to the reporter. I said, you know, my goal is to raise, you know, sell them at the local Century and write a $500 check to the Epilepts. And that was all I had in my mind at the time.
Yeah.
And the other thing I said to people is I never felt like this was a calling, and I still don't feel like it's a calling, but I do feel like it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. I've been given this opportunity because of my ne'er-do-well past in Madison with Butch and some of those other folks to do this. And I would be negligent if I didn't take advantage of the opportunity. Yeah. And the size of the checks we're able to write to the really smart people in the lab coats that are mixing the test tubes, it's okay.
Okay.
It's
so
okay.
What's the great amount at this point? Do you even know?
Yeah, well, as of closing the books at the end of the last one, we've raised $1.3 million.
Oh my God.
Over the time. And we'll see what this year brings.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
That, yes.
You would Bravo. Imagine,
yes.
Yes. You would only imagine it's on an upward trajectory. So the Freezing Man for Joey Song is happening Wednesday, January 8th through January 11th, through the Saturday.
Yep.
If people wanted to get tickets, get more information, how do we do that?
Everything is through joeysong.org. We've got a tickets button. We've got a donate button. There will soon be, we haven't even talked about the guitar auction and some of the guitars we have. There'll be auction up there soon as I get organized and some other stuff. But that'll take you all there.
You'll come back before January.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and, why don't you?
That sounds good.
Then we'll talk about the guitar auction and some of the new additions to the lineup.
Yep.
And you can tell us everything then.
Yeah, new releases.
Hopefully I can spill all the beans.
And then maybe he'll put some spam in the auction for Jimmy K.
Well, if I'm spilling the beans, I'll spill the spam too.
So you ate spam. What was your spam recipe to go to?
It was literally just fried between bread.
Okay.
It was mostly, I didn't grow up with it, but college, where you're looking you're looking to get by, you know, mac and cheese.
Yes,
and it's the most simple thing, and it requires literally slicing and putting it in the pan, and you don't feel like you're eating bologna. You don't know what you're eating, but it doesn't feel like bologna.
It is so true.
Yeah. Bologna can be kind of a mystery in itself.
That's right. So
I kind of like bologna.
But you got to remember, we're Wisconsin. We're the land of head cheese. Yeah. So when there's head cheese, I'm getting blank stares. Do you know what head cheese is?
Of course. Yeah.
So we're the land of head cheese. We really can't squirm a spam.
No head cheese either, huh, Terry?
And
no.
I didn't see head cheese until I came to Wisconsin.
I bet.
Right? Yeah. I'm a New Yorker originally. Yeah. So when I got here, it was like they're bubblers and head cheese.
Head cheese, Braunschweiger, you name it. We have got texture problems here in the state.
I remember hair. The raw herring that my grandparents would eat. I was like,
not to take us down a whole nother path, but I used to work at Ella's Deli down on State on East Wash.
Fun.
And gefilte fish and all those things. There's like I said, we have texture issues.
Norwegian, that's what it is.
What's that Norwegian
Lutefisk.
Mm-hmm. That stuff is disgusting.
Yeah.
We found one.
That's a very Wisconsin thing.
It really is. It really is. I've had it once. And
now you know why we drink so much.
Not right.
to wash it down. Taste.
It's clear.
Yep.
Mike, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Joey Song. JoeySong.org. Get all the details. Let's do some cheap trick. Why not?
Yeah.
It's Max Inc. on Saturday night. Civic Media.